Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So I'm being told by Thom and Dar that one of the people that is hearing the parole...
He's on the parole board.
Oh, so it's one of... Okay, so one of the four the Nevada people. Board parole of commissioners.
Yeah.
One of the four people hearing O.J. Simpson's statements today is wearing a Kansas City Chiefs tie during the hearing. And so he's sitting there in his suit in his Kansas City Chiefs tie, and apparently it's all the rage right now on social media that this guy, like, wore an NFL tie to this hearing with the former NFL player. And apparently this is a big deal.
There's today. Again, it's a kerfuffle. They're finding a new thing to tweet excitedly about. Their memes.
I mean, doesn't it show bias?
I don't know. I mean, he didn't play for the Chiefs.
Right. So he might favor negatively against him. It could work the other way, too.
And were the Bills because and the Chiefs rivals? I don't know.
Doesn't it show a bit of donkness? Jason Bishop?
It shows that he picked the wrong tie out of his closet.
Yeah, it shows that he's a rube.
He knew what was on the docket for
yeah,
today.
I think he probably knew what was on the slate.
He knew what was on the Darnell?
I'm not saying he accidentally grabbed the NFL tie. I'm saying it shows he's a goofball. I don't think he's going to make his decision whether or not to let the 70-year-old man out of prison based on which football team he
likes. He's going to be on national TV.
Yeah, I think it shows the moment's too big for him. I think that's what it shows.
Exactly.
That's what it shows. That's what I'm trying to say.
The moment is way too big.
I think it shows he probably didn't understand the Sandra Bullock gravity of what was going on here.
It's hilarious. So we'll be checking this out, I guess, this afternoon when we get off the air. Chad Dukes versus the World will keep you up to date, I'm sure, on these proceedings. He starts at 2 o'clock. We'll go around the league in just a moment, but let's wrap up the calls. Ted Leonsis saying that the media just doesn't help draw attention to the Mystics with the way that it covers or doesn't cover the team. We're asking you, if we should cover things that the majority of our audience doesn't care that much about just because it's a sport and we can help that sport. Benjamin, Fairfax, you're up.
Hey, guys. I got 2 points and a suggestion for you. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
First off, it is not your responsibility to promote the local leagues. That's Ted Leonsis, and he's doing a good job by putting out this letter and creating the conversation for it.
Yep.
But
true.
Anybody could spin the hits. People who tune into sports radio are probably going to tune in anyway. Why we listen to your show is because you guys are hilarious. You're emotional about what you talk about. And backing up what Jay said, I don't follow Nats. I like Orioles, but I'm invested in the Nats and how they do because of how you talk about them.
Hmm.
So the suggestion being is, what's wrong with a 15-minute Friday 1:45 segment of your local look-in on what's happening on throughout the week or what's about to happen over the weekend, where you touch on the thing that Grant's passionate about, Valor, or a touch-in on the Mystics? Because anybody you get coming out to that atmosphere is likely going to buy in for the Wizards atmosphere, and 2 years ago, you couldn't fill half that stadium. So, you know, just a little local pride would go a long way in general.
I actually think it's a good phone call.
Hmm.
You know, and I don't think it's a bad idea. I would say that what our bosses would say when I pitched the idea of, hey, we want to talk about Danny's got George Washington University's, baseball
yeah,
game.
Who knows, whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
Right, right.
They would say, you're not narrowcasting, you're broadcasting. I mean, that's kind of the phraseology that's often used. It's basically, you're not appealing to this collection of 6,000 people. You're broadcasting to tens of thousands. And the goal is to have the fewest number of people hit the button to find something else that is more interesting.
And so going deeper into some of the science of it, the average listener listens for the length or less than the length of one segment. So when someone turns on their car at 1:46, right,
yeah,
when
the
segment started.
And he said 1:45 as if it's like, oh, it's just the last segment, your show's almost over. Well, in the eyes of the bosses, it's just one of 40 whatever segments in that day.
Yeah, we get 16.
Nobody listens to a radio show like it's a movie from start to finish. I remember when I first started doing shows on The Fan, my bit was, this is dead true, I would do weekend shows. I would do 1 hour on each team. I would do like a 4-hour weekend show, and I would do the Redskins from noon to one, and I would do the Wizards from 1 to 2, and the Capitals from 2 to 3, and the Nationals from 3 to 4. And CK said, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I was just talking about all the teams. He's like, no. You talk about the things that people care the most about, and this is kind of how you build a show. But I thought, in my mind, well, it's like a movie, right? I mean, I got 4 hours, and people are listening. No one's listening for the whole 4 hours.
The occasional P1 does, and we certainly appreciate them and love them for it, you know, which is awesome. But again, the average listener, there's not that much time. When you turn on your radio for those minutes, however long it is, to you, that's the show. So we're judged every second of every day based on whatever we're doing. So if we've been doing the Kirk Cousins contract ad nauseum, if at 150, we're on the 10th angle for the 10th straight day saying the same crap and our energy isn't great, you know what you do? You flip the channel. Because right. to you, in that moment, that was the show. You weren't there for the first 10 minutes.
If the day of the Cousins deadline happens and you turn on our show for one segment, and it's the one segment where we're talking about, you know, the Nats trade, and you're going, oh, my gosh, I just got in my car. The Cousins deal didn't happen. He was on the radio earlier today. What did he say? You're flipping to another station to see what they think about Kirk Cousins. Let's go to Dave in Waldorf. Hey, Dave.
Dave.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good, man.
Good. You know, it's the last caller is exactly my point. He's probably like me, where he's probably in the car. I'm in the car all day long. I own my own business. I'm contracted. So I'm in the truck all day long, and I really don't listen for the sports as much. I listen for the personalities. But the one thing I will say is, and then yes, if you do talk about a sport, though, absolutely more people will listen. But the one thing I will say, the only thing that ticks me off when I listen to sports radio is they harp in on too much of the past. I watch football now, and I see the decline of football. I know that the numbers went down in football. I don't need to listen to football all day long. To me, it's you know, I'm just about done with it anyway.
Oh, you're breaking up. Well, I will say this. You're in the minority, and I'm not ripping your opinion because that's your opinion. I got a good buddy who, by the way, feels the almost exact same way, where he's so inundated with football. He's been over football. He's like, I now care way more about the Nationals or care more about the Capitals or other teams.
How many people play fantasy football?
But fantasy football is a multi-billion dollar industry at this point. So, I'm not ripping you for your opinion. I understand your feeling. But the widest net possible. Here's the other part. He touched on something that I think is very important.
And by the way, can I say one thing real quick?
Please.
If it was up to me, if I got to just do the show how I wanted to do the show, and we didn't have to get good numbers and nothing mattered, and it was just our 4 hours, it's your name on the show, you talk about whatever you want, the show would sound very different.
It would sound very, very different.
We would talk about so many different things than we talk about. We really would.
Yeah.
Including, by the way, the Baltimore Orioles from time to time. Including the Washington Valor. There are things I care about that I never get to talk about. This is not just, let's go have a walk. And this is part job as much as it is an awesome existence that we have.
And so here's the other part of this that I want to mention. He talked about personalities. I know we got to jump. But think about the Sports Junkies. For me, one of the great shows in the history of the medium. And I'm not using hyperbole. That's true. 21 years will speak to that. Okay. We joke with them all the time about how they talk golf or how they bring on a character, like the fact that they're debating whether or not to talk about AWOD, and even that in of itself is show content. You know why? The four of those dudes are interesting as all hell. Those four guys are what makes the show. So if they care about something, they can talk about it, and it's interesting. I don't happen to care about the Washington Mystics. I don't happen to care about women's basketball. So if you tune in for me and my opinions because you think I'm interesting, A, that's flattering, and I appreciate it. B, you might hate my guts, and that's a part of it too, if you're listening. But if I'm not passionate about something, faking that just for some sort of news-setting agenda doesn't work.
Right.
I'm passionate about certain things. We can squeeze them into the show.
But that's where Ted Leonsis, once you gone, basically.
Exactly.
Because he needs someone younger who likes the Mystics more, essentially.
So, but his implication that I'm a knuckle-dragger is something that I will certainly fight tooth and nail.
The drive around the league is brought to you by your local Honda dealer. Get a great feeling when you step into your new Honda at your local Honda dealer. Don't settle for less than a Honda. The Nats are off tonight. Back in action in Arizona tomorrow. Max Scherzer will be on the mound, so make sure you check out that game. Go to grantanddanny.com/audio if you missed any part of today's show, and thank you for listening.
For G, for B, for T, I'm D. CDVTW's up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.